President Mills has directed the Controller and Accountant General to pay public sector workers under the single spine salary structure 3 months salary arrears in addition to this month's salary by tomorrow. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the chief executive of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, confirmed that workers who have been migrated onto the single spine salary structure will indeed receive their 3 months arrears. He could, however, not state whether that will be done by tomorrow or not. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
I can say that yes, this month workers who have been migrated onto a single spine will receive their 3 month arrears. I know that Controller and Accountant General Department is working very hard to ensure that they are paid. What I will not be able to tell is whether they are going to be paid on the 20th or not. I will quickly get in touch with the Controller and Accountant General Department to find out if they will be able to pay by the 20th. But I know that this month's salary is coming with the 3 month arrears for those on the single spine.
Okay, then to the issue of migration, what is the status As at now,
the commission has migrated 98%. The other 2%, we are working very hard to make sure that we also migrate them. We may be able to migrate some of them, but they will not be paid this month. I'm sure they will be paid in January. So we are working very hard to ensure that all such institutions are also migrated so that latest by January and then we can have the 100% achievement.
For purposes of clarity, can you give us some of these institutions which are still left to be migrated?
Some of the institutions left to be migrated include the Council for Scientific and Industrial Research. We have the Medical and Dental Council, Nurses and Midwives Council, the Kofi Annan Center, and a few such institutions. But their numbers are not as huge as those we've migrated already.
What about the Government Pharmacists Association?
In that case, we've already migrated them. And at the Labour Commission, there was a ruling that we suspend that on their grievances have been resolved. So that is what I know. But we have already migrated them. And we've also written to Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning to that effect about what Labour Commission is saying.
So what are you going to do about the ruling of the Labour Commission that you suspend the migration and sort out the differences?
We've already concluded the migration. We will write to Ministry of Finance. And the Ministry of Finance will direct to Controller and Accountant General Department.
They are not satisfied with what they are getting. Will you meet them halfway?
I'm sorry, the single spine has to do with principle. And it is not whether the person is satisfied with what he is getting or not. It's all about the principle that we are using in the migration. So we'll go through all the migration processes and definitely since eliminating inequities and correcting distortions. It is not every institution that to be satisfied when they are migrating.
Chief Executive of Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, George Smith Graham, talking to Bubu Klinogu.